From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Jonathan Smith reporting. The United States Ambassador to the United Nations, Nikki Haley, had strong words for North Korea at an emergency meeting Monday of the UN Security Council.
Ambassador Haley delivered a stern warning to North Korean leader Kim Jong-un.
His abusive use of missiles and his nuclear threats show that he is begging for war. War is never something the United States wants. We don't want it now. But our country's patience is not unlimited. We will defend our allies and our territory.
Washington warned Sunday of a massive military response if North Korea threatens the United States, its Pacific Island territory of Guam, or America's allies. The United States is also preparing additional unilateral sanctions to impose on North Korea. Ambassador Haley told council members that more than two decades of diplomatic efforts and international sanctions have failed to change the regime's calculus.
To the members of the Security Council, I must say, enough is enough. We have taken an incremental approach, and despite the best of intentions, it has not worked.
She said the United States would circulate a new draft sanctions resolution to council members and hopes to quickly put it to a vote next Monday. Margaret Bashir, VOA News, the United Nations.
President Trump and South Korean President Moon Jae-in on Monday agreed to lift payload restrictions on South Korean missiles and push for even stronger sanctions at the UN. Government officials in Seoul told reporters that Moon is also calling for the UN to consider blocking oil shipments to the North. You're listening to news from the Voice of America in Washington. Gunmen in southwestern Pakistan ambushed a security forces convoy Monday, killing at least three soldiers and injuring three others. The convoy of the paramilitary Frontier Corps was returning from a counterinsurgency operation when it was attacked in the remote Panjor district of Baluchistan province. There has been no claim of responsibility for the deadly assault. Indonesian Foreign Minister Retno Marsudi was in Myanmar for meetings Monday with the country's leader Aung San Suu Kyi and with Myanmar's military commander and national security advisor. They talked about the ongoing crisis in Rakhine State. The UN Refugee Agency says 87,000 Rohingya have fled from Rakhine to neighboring Bangladesh since an eruption of violence late last month. In an unprecedented ruling, Kenya's Supreme Court on Friday nullified the results of the recent presidential election and called for new polls within 60 days. Kenya's Electoral Commission says a new presidential election, in fact, will take place on October 17th. From Nairobi, the VOA's Jill Craig has more about what happens next.
The Supreme Court's decision to annul the victory of President Uhuru Kenyatta puts the country in uncharted territory. Adam Zolo is a senior lecturer at the University of Nairobi.
It's the first time that one arm of the government, and specifically the judiciary, has been brave enough, if I can use those words, to stick to the constitutional provisions and the rule of law.
And the clock is now ticking, after the court ruled that fresh polls must be held within 60 days. In the meantime, Kenyans are still waiting for the release of the Supreme Court's full judgment, which is required within 21 days of the ruling. Jill Craig, VOA News, Nairobi.
The White House is expected to announce a decision about deferred action for childhood arrivals on Tuesday, with early media reports indicating the president will end the program that has shielded hundreds of thousands of young undocumented immigrants from deportation for the last 5 years. Officials who described the move to reporters said it would come with a 6-month delay meant to give Congress time to address the issue. Lawmakers were not involved in instituting the program, which was created through an executive order by then-President Barack Obama. You can read more about these and other developing and late-breaking stories from around the world, around the clock, at voanews.com and on the VOA News mobile app. From the world headquarters of the Voice of America in Washington, I'm Jonathan Smith reporting.
That's the latest world news from VOA.